No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this primary runoff day 2020 in the Lone Star State. I'm David Brown. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday, July 14th. Much at stake as voters head to the polls statewide one more time before the general election. It's expected that by the end of this evening, we'll know the name of the Texas Democrat who will be running against John Cornyn in November, as well as challengers in several congressional races that promise to be highly competitive in the fall. We'll have a bit more later in the broadcast. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee today made his first major media volley in Texas, a TV ad campaign which includes a 60-second spot that opens with a picture of Marfa and a message. The virus is tough, but Texas is tougher, and we're in this together. The message speaks to a grim reality that hasn't spared rural Texas the way some months ago hoped it might. The pandemic has reached all corners of the Lone Star State, not just its cities. In a similar way, back in late spring, many Texas cities presumed they'd been spared the worst, too. Back then, case numbers and hospitalizations were high in places like Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, but nothing like New York, then branded the epicenter of the crisis in the U.S. After a partial reopening in Texas, case numbers began to spike here, and in recent days, the healthcare situation in Texas's biggest city has echoed that of New York City back in March. What Elmhurst Hospital in Queens was back then, places like Houston Methodist have become in recent days. So writes Pulitzer Prize-winning correspondent Dr. Sherry Fink, who's been covering the pandemic for the New York Times. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
What about what you've seen at hospitals in the Houston area remind you of what you saw in New York, in particular at Elmhurst in Queens?
So I spent time in about 7 different New York City hospitals during our peak. And I think that's true here, too, that different hospitals, even just being a few miles away from each other, can have very different experiences just because the local population could be affected differently. So the similarities are just that we are seeing hospitals admitting patient after patient with COVID. They are having to do something called surge, which is to add beds, to create entirely new intensive care units in places where there weren't ICUs before. And then, of course, a bed is one thing, but having to staff those, get enough nurses and specialists who can provide that type of very specialized care for very, very sick patients. And then, of course, many, many moderately sick COVID patients who need some kind of breathing support. It's really, really hard. It's hard on the staff and, of course, the patients themselves. And so it feels very similar in that way to be in a hospital now in Houston as it did in New York City in March, April, even some of May.
The images out of New York during that period were astonishing. It appeared that hospitals were truly overwhelmed. What I'm curious about is, have you seen Texas hospitals, Houston area hospitals, facing that same sort of sense of being completely overwhelmed?
I would say that in my discussions with people who are in the leadership of the Harris Health System, these are the public hospitals that are sort of a safety net for uninsured patients, patients who have Medicaid, those hospitals have lower capacity to take new patients, to create new whole new areas. So according to their leaders, they have reached a sort of a limit in terms of what they can do. And so we've seen for weeks now that those hospitals are transferring patients out to even other parts of the state as far as Bryan, Texas. And some of the Texas Medical Center hospitals are taking some of Harris Health patients. You know, you can even see some load leveling going on, patients being transferred in between some of the hospital systems here, the larger private hospital systems. So that is similarly occurring. You know, early on, a couple weeks ago, we heard in Texas, these are younger patients, they aren't as sick as they were in New York. That is true, but then also there's that factor of time, and it takes many weeks from getting exposed, then getting infected, then getting sick, being admitted to a hospital, and then declining and becoming critically ill. So we always expected that some of these more very, very sick patients who require that very specialized, close attention, just incredibly sensitive care where all of their systems are being supported, the ventilators, the drips for their blood pressure. That requires two-on-one nursing, sometimes even one-on-one nursing. And that wave of the sicker patients is hitting now.
There's also a sort of a larger climate and attitude about the coronavirus that seems to have evolved over time. Do you sense that that's having an impact when it comes to the way that people are being treated, say, in Houston versus New York?
Well, that's what I'm being told. And I was really struck when Mark Boone, the physician who's the chief executive at Houston Methodist, said if there was one thing that I would want from New York's experience in the spring was that sense of national unity. So at that time, if you remember, there was a national pause and leaders on the federal and state and local level were pretty much in line with what needed to be done to stop this terrifying spread of the virus and toll of the virus. And of course, that's gone away. And a lot of the medical staff I'm meeting, they feel a real sympathy for the patients who are getting sick because they said, you know, with so many messages out there, mixed messages about how to keep safe or what is acceptable risk, that people just don't really know and they're confused. It's really, really tough.
Dr. Sherry Fink is covering the coronavirus pandemic for the New York Times. Dr. Fink, thanks again.
Thank you.